Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Good evening. Thank you all for tuning in. It's 6 o'clock on the dot, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You, a show which is all about self-improvement. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and to the right of me over here is comedian Organic OK, the founding father of all this. Organic, come on, speak up. Sound off. Now, look, if anybody basically wants to get involved with this little crusade we're on, please call in. You want to be on the radio. You can be part of all this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah, this is comedian Organic OK.
Oh, is that it? Okay, fine. I'll see you. Okay, now here's the thing. One of the things that we're really about, the show, in a title which says it all, satisfying the greatness within you. Now, listen, ask yourself this. Are you the type of person who, when you get up in the morning, any morning, you think to yourself, oh, man, I'm going to attack the day. I'm going to do things. I got to move mountains today. I'm going to do big things. Today's an opportunity. Or the type of person that when you wake up first thing in the morning, you think, oh, God, of course, that's the worst part about you. You want to, when you get older, you want to sleep. You just want to sleep. But you know what? Life sucks it out of you. You never really, one problem with going to sleep is, you got to get up at some point. Seriously, honestly, this ain't fair. I got to go out there and face another day. Another day of endurance, another day of just fighting, slogging through all of it.
Yeah, one thing to do is, Talk Dude, you need to slightly back up off of your actual receiver because it's got a little too much feedback.
What this show is about, more than anything else, but look, try to get in the former category. I mean, be honest, a lot of you out there, when you first get up in the morning, are you just basically afraid you're going to face another day of being alive, just going through everything, nothing but pain? That's why I go to a bar to drink and to smoke. You want to die sooner because what happened to my life? I wish I could go back and do it right. I wish I could go back and just literally do everything right, do what I should have done, go to college, get a higher-paying demand. All I've got in my life is regrets.
But see, you're looking at things like you can see a segment of everything on every level. If you go to the store, right, it'll show you things, fruits, vegetables, and things, even though that store is selling product that's supposed to be serving to the public and allow them to buy it. They have all this fruits and vegetables that's taking space in the back, but they're going to take it out because it's going to get recycled. It's always that space. Wherever you go, it levels to that space of what needs to be recycled, produce that's spoiled, as it's taken from one place to another. Now, all that produce is not all going to make it over, right? Now, it's very rare, depending on how the actual store is set up, right? But it's very rare for the produce, everything that they bring from the fields is going to go right into the store and have it, be really fresh, right? So if that's the case, then you don't think people, even at the highest level, are dealing with certain types of opposition, right? You have to look at it. Listen to this. You're looking at your story, right? And you're saying to people, it is a small place in life where it's going to be some kind of hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you get caught up in the hole, even if you step across the hole, if you ever decide to just, hey, let me decide to not lift my life up, you will fall, you will trip, you will stumble. And it takes some time to stumble to fall. And it's always these stories that people would tell you, depending on if you're just overcoming the opposition and someone is taking you through it, and you're just transitioning, just to be developed in your emotional distance of your ability. And you'll start seeing all the people, if you just let the people just tell you all the things that may not make your life impactful, and the person is impacting your life and able to get you through the problem, things that would distract you more sometimes would be the things that's not helping you. and the things that are helping you, you start forgetting about that, start focusing on the thing. And if people's mind and their abilities of distracting you was all you need to get, you'd be destroyed by people's, you know, not lacking, but the desire to give you things that may not make your life work. And then they start talking about things that they say, things they do, to impact your life for the worse. So think about this, talk dude. How do you get people? Now, everyone have someone that's connected to them to destroy people that's coming into their lives, right? So what can you tell them to help their life?
Well, one of those things, I mean, like I said before, you want to be the kind of person that looks forward to getting up in the morning and dealing with another day, not the kind of person who basically just slogs and forces themselves miserable and depressed, has to go there and face the day, and worse than that, right after they get at them. But, you know, there's some guys like that. Like, you know, look, it's not all the worst thing in the world. There are some who basically, you look forward especially to your day off when you get up in the morning and you realize, wait, I'm not working today. I'm happy. I get to go back to bed. That's a nice feeling. But you don't want to be the kind of person that basically just wants to sleep all the time and avoid life. The show is about satisfying that greatness within you. There is an inner greatness. There's a little flame inside that needs to be constantly ignited and fed. It needs to be built up.
But what about the towering inferno? They go home and they leave home to go to work, and then they come home with the same responsibilities. No peace at work or at home. So what do those people do? How do they get peace when if you are the one that's giving everybody else peace, how do you find peace for yourself? And how do you give people the understanding that they're supposed to be recycling and give me the harvest, you know, collectively? If you're watering a tree, you water all the trees around, right? How do you get people the momentum to see that you need to be fed too as much as you're feeding, you know? You need to be, you know, implementing greatness as much as people implement greatness to get from you, right? And they take it. It's supposed to be both sides, right?
Right.
I had this conversation with someone, and I said, it's two people you deal with in life. Because I didn't say two types of people, they start telling me how to word my words, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know in life some of the greatest key speakers, your greatest message to people, they never necessarily give you the message in the way that it's micromanaged or it's microwaved to be excellent, right? The greatest crucial adjustments you get, right? And it's the rawness. He's like, well, this how does this look raw? See, when people, you know, neuter and take things away, it doesn't mean that is better, right? It's a process with organic and the very clearness that give you the attachments to take what you need from something. When someone tries to dictate the entitlement, you'll find the greatest people have ever lived on this planet. If you hear them talk, you hear how they impact people's lives, you wouldn't necessarily think that was the most powerful people, the most impactful people. It's people that sound like they're the most impactful people, they're not even doing nothing for people's lives, right? And after I tell people, I said, you see that guy there? He got Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, and got other health issues. But if you pit him across the world, he would be like a turning pot, dicing vegetables, throwing a seasoning on top of great cuisine. That's his mind. That's his ability. You see all these things that you take for granted because you think, oh, this guy don't have this. There's no way he can be this great. There's no way this guy can impact millions and millions and millions of people's lives to the level that it is. Who is this person? Yeah, he originally from Pittsburgh. He stays in California. But this guy is going to get around the world, and the people are going to be impacted by his message, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to say that because it's a, you know, anytime someone thinks that they know you and care about you in a way that they feel like you beneath them, they don't see the greatness beyond that ability of their research, their resources, their psychological, you know, layers that they have accumulated. They don't see the design within you is pushing people, impacting people more than they are. And that's what it is, the appetite. You have more appetite of greatness, and you have more altitude to clear all the things that people are not necessarily seeing. Your will to see within your desire. You know, this guy right here, his name is Talk Dude. He's got the desire. He's got the caring ability to see things that people don't want to give him credit for. And he's going to free a lot of people on his pathway. Over these few years, he's going to have several different comedy albums. He's going to shoot stand-up comedy pieces. And he's going to be in different markets. Now, because of COVID-19, there's going to be some things that's going to be going to take a little longer to release, you know, but it's going to get released. He's going to have several different comedy albums. And this comedy album is going to be places that, you know, we can't reveal the, you know, where they're at and how it's going about, but they're going to be released. And people are going to be able to get those things. And once they be able to get those things, then, you know, that's the thing that we have to see and be a part of. When you start to see these things, you're going to actually be able to see people become greater than they're actually, you know, looking at their fingers to actually find out what is the lesson that they're supposed to be teaching and what is the actual wisdom in the actual platform that they're actually going through a spiritual course. You know? It's so important for people to recognize that, you know, you get lost in translation when people are discrediting and trying to belittle people's abilities. You know, once you recognize that. Now, Talk, dude, now let's talk regards to how do you feel that you're impacting people's communication as they listen to you and hear you in different platforms? Where do you think that's going towards as you move along?
Well, let me think. I guess really the $10 million question I have to ask everybody is what are you thinking basically about how to make your life better? How do you satisfy? You see, a lot of times the pain you feel, is that nagging part of your mind that is telling you to do better, to do more with your life.
What you've been compromising, what you have not been. See, it's things in you. You're allowing people to come together. As people come together to make your life better, you're allowing people to come together to destroy your life. As people, you got all these tasks where people mostly are castrating you and taking you apart. You know, it's like, oh yeah, you come over and do this. No, you take this arm off. No, you steal this from me. Then you come over here. Oh, then you say, oh, these people, I didn't want these people around me. You say you don't want people around you, but what you're saying is you won't be guilty by associating people that's destroying you with you, that's been destroying you. You don't want to do that, right? You don't want to let people know how they can find the people that destroy you and change their mindset as they bring an inventory to you and say, hey, give this person this. You don't want that. You don't want the actual platform. You say you do, but if you do, why every time you get the opportunity, like, you ever been around people that you say the worst is happening to them and then they say, well, I was going to ask somebody to help them? And you try to give them the help that they say they need because you know in your desires, in your ability, that you're not the problem, you're the solution. And they look over you like you're a problem for them as you're trying to give them the actual solution. And they say, okay, you don't recognize, you see right there, you're recognizing the greatness and you're recognizing the change in your life. You want to dictate how the person look, you know, description of what. And then it maybe a person may be better than your screen. Your measurements may be limited measurements. But this tailor-made ability that's come on your life, you're trying to undermine it. I've seen this. You know how many times I've seen people try to undermine what my – it's been pit on me to come and change their life. And they're trying to dissect the greatness that I'm pitting in. Now, it's not about my – see, people realize when you change people's lives and been pit in your mind to change things, they're looking at what you're doing, not necessarily what you're able to do. Right? So what someone's
right.
able to do is totally different than what they're doing, right? You may be
yeah.
example, you may be eating a salad, right? But then you leave, you gonna eat dinner, is that gonna be the same thing later on what you're doing? You're not gonna eat see what you right now, what people are connecting, they only connecting what they see. Right? If you
yourself, yeah.
you say, oh yeah, I had breakfast, I just wanted, you know, a tea, and they're like, after they see you, so, well, he must have gotten to eat because all I see him doing is drinking tea. But they ain't seeing the rest of the part of your day where you're eating, right? And that's
oh,
what
yeah.
it is. People want this. This will want people want the fantasies of their ignorance and their pain. They want that to be a description of what they're designed to see. They don't want you to see beyond the abilities that they see. See, because what happens is when you are lacking the greatness inside of your ability, you know, people see you compromising yourself before you even share with anybody else. And you may have all the ability, right? Right? You're always somebody open something that's very, like, it's your favorite. But you know, oh, this person that washes their hands, they do this and that, and guess what happens? Once you see that person touch you, guess what you do later on? When they ask you to offer you something, guess what you say? Oh, no, thank you. I don't want that. I'm cool. You sure? Because you already know what this person's about. The person will wash their hands. They nasty. And guess what? Do you want to touch that?
Ugh.
Right. And that's the same thing with dealing with people, right?
Yeah.
It's certain things within people that turn you off, right?
Right.
If a woman was the most attractive woman or whatever, if she was doing something to make you feel uncomfortable and bothered and saying the worst things about you, what every time you see her, you would feel like, oh, man, you would just attach that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like, everybody, this is what I've been doing. I've been talking to talk dude, and I've been saying, in your desires, what manual said that you can have the most attractive woman that you ever imagined to have? And imagination may be the same imagination that you have been seeing, is because you've been seeing reflection of her shining the light on you, for you can be highlighted. As you highlighting her, she can be highlighting the things about you, tracing and pinning all those things to purpose. And when you're seeing her, you really seeing her trace the greatness in your heart. And she is seeing things that's in you, that she's crossing all the ingredients, all the things that she needs. And moving through these things, you're finding more love that's connected as you and her are lifting people out of their opposition, right? You're turning people around and you're roller-tilling people's love, right? You are pouring people's love in actual simming. You're making people taste love, take the time because it's so peaceful and meaningful, right? So these are things, people, I've been talking to you about. Haven't I been talking to you about this love thing? Say, if you want a beautiful woman, that is a free space for you to actually have. It's not a limitation for you. You don't have restrictions on getting a beautiful woman. You're free to have any beautiful woman you desire, and that's your freedom.
I want to accomplish that, but I feel like I can't do it until I actually really, what's the word I'm looking for here, reach that personal greatness, satisfy the greatness within me. And I feel like, in a way,
that's
I have
right.
it, because I
that's
feel
right.
like
that's
I'm deserving.
Right. As you're preparing greatness, greatness is always, like when people prepare greatness, one of the things you always find is it's a step, it's a process, right? Even if you're making new process, it's got to go through the whole steps to complete those things, right? And when you complete those things, the process come back to life, right? If you do not finish dressing yourself and you don't put your shoes on, would you have your shoes on when you go outside the door? No, you got to keep putting your shoes on. When you go outside the door, you got to keep your shoes on, right?
Yeah.
And that's a step, right? being great is always it's a process to continually do that, continually maintain that, right? So once you keep doing those things, the steps, see that? It's steps, right? And once people forget those things, oh, why I gotta keep doing this for? Because it maintains that, right? If a person don't work out, doesn't happen. They start seeing them not working out, right? They're looking this good. You think they're going to keep looking this good if they don't do anything? You think they're going to feel this good? It was like, people say, oh, you look good. But it was like, oh, I haven't been working out in like 3 or 4 weeks. I don't feel that good. Because they start feeling it first, right? You see? And the same thing. Like, you go around this world, you know, this planet, and you will see so many people be generally attracted to you, you know, generally connected to you. You're generally connected to them. As they start seeing the things about you, they start seeing the connection that they are closer to you. They're connected to you. And they start saying things to you that you are closer to and you connect to. You start feeling that in your ability. You start feeling these things. So you disconnect because you're giving this kind of like you are, look what you're doing. You're starting to give your greatness to the trash, and the trash is just leaving you where people can step on you and pull you, tug of war, pull you across, and you never feel connected because you're not there to stay there. When you see the trash is there to take it out, put new space of freedom in there. That's it. When you see something that's not meant for you to have, you know what you're feeling? You're feeling not the connection. Like, if you're on the edge, what do you feel? You feel uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, oh, I need to go up to the edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay on that edge to be uncomfortable because what happens? It becomes dangerous to you.
Definitely.
You allow the unclear ugliness in people to define you. And you are, because you want to stand there and show, hey, I'm the freedom, then you're going through all the wounds and war of what people are to tug of war through this opposition and struggle through. That's letting you know you're on top of it. When you're clear from the actual direct transaction from people having this oppression of not being free, you have freedom and you're dealing with a very vulnerable connection because you connect with people. It's not even your pain you're dealing with. You're dealing with ultimate pain. And you're just sitting there modifying their pain, and you're seeing that. And you connect because you're the person there. That's what you're not realizing. You're the person there that's connecting to the opposition the person is doing, emotionally attached to that. And people don't understand because you're so involved with that. If you're disattached to that, you'll see it's not that you don't have the ability. It's that you're seeing the lack of ability of others. And you're taking on their abilities that they should be having, but they see, well, he can't be anything important, but they don't realize you have cleaned and changed that. You have made the opposition the fairness. And that's what your ability is. Your ability of saying your disability is it's fair. You're making life be fair for people. It's not the lack of ability. It's the ability that's just lacking the freedom that you are not actually going through, but the ability that you're challenging, you're challenging the ability. You're opening it up, giving people that don't have this emotional ramp. You're opening it up and giving a ramp. You're being the ramp. You're molding yourself to be the ramp for people to roll over you, to free themselves, and they looking at you and you're going through all these shape-shifting things and not appreciating what you're doing. And I'm saying to you is you can have this molded to the greatness of the architect, it happens. How do you have to actually go through that? You're going through all, you're being the transcendent with all people's problems. Back up off of the receiver, because you got a lot of feedback.
24 minutes after the hour here, 6:24 p.m. here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please tell us what you think about your personal greatness. Tell us a little bit about you. You can call in the show. We can help you get great. You can basically reach that personal greatness for the whole world. It can be broadcast. The world can hear all about it. You can be living proof. Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Do you have any final words to tell the viewers about your connection? Now, tell them, this is what you understand. It's critical that you're telling them to direct resource to the greatness that you want to experience from those people that looking and have been searching for this, you know. You have to stop looking for the things that are pulling you down. Look for the things that bring your foundation and connecting you with a therapeutic and freedom moment. Think it in your mind for a moment. Take a moment to think about that. Just take a quick moment. Think about the things that when people connect to you, how you are embracing that. Not disconnecting, but embracing that.
Please, people, in the 5 minutes we have left, I want to say, come, pick up the phone, get involved. The whole world can hear about your plight. Here we are, your whole life, everything's waiting here for you. Don't turn into another one of those people, unless you already, if you already have, who just basically look forward to going to bed every night and then wake up in the morning thinking, my God, I have to live another day. Find some joy in your life. It is possible. We implore you. I was the kind of guy who was basically too afraid to go out there and face the world. I hated my existence. Cursed my parents for bringing me into the world. Cursed the sky every night. I drank for a while. I thought my life didn't work. I shouldn't exist. I'm just too damaged.
You know, one of the things I want to object on is, like, you ever have something that is broken? Say, for example, you lose a top to a drink. You know what happens?
What? It spills everywhere?
No. It's unlimited until it's gone. Right? You put the top on if you put it away, but if you've been a resource of people just actually being overloaded with information, think about how that is. If you take something and use it for the purpose and really be committed, you're finding people that's really important to your everyday life that you have been just not really embracing that. Once you embrace them, you start seeing things that you're embracing yourself, because all these things, you're like in the back of the line to your greatness. And because you're giving people, like, you're warming these people to, you know, actually, you know, show them, you know, appreciation, you're always behind yourself. And because of that, you know, you don't see what you're seeing in front of yourself. You know, so that's the thing. I'm pretty much done for this segment. This is Comedian Organic, okay?
And this is Talk Dude, the one and only. And you're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please let that greatness inside you be satisfied. Call in, listen to us, check us out on the web. We're here to make sure you reach your fullest potential. Break out of that cluster you're in. Break free. An angel eventually needs to get its wings. Not just born with them. They're within you. They need to flourish. Let yourself fly. Don't be afraid to fly. Don't be afraid to soar. We can help you do that. As I said, I want to thank everybody who will eventually listen to this for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And do that. Make sure you're doing steps to do just that every single day. Thank you. And good night.